Good morning and welcome to day 24 of my top tips on creating a powerful personal presence. If you were with me yesterday, I was talking about the power of testimonials and how important it is to ask for testimonials when we've been working with somebody and we've done a really good job with them, we've provided them with a great service or some great new products, whatever it is, that point when they're most happy with what we've delivered to them is the right time to ask for a testimonial and not to be reluctant about it, because people are happy to talk about the good things that we've provided for them. Now, just staying on that same theme, with testimonials, it just doesn't have to be the written word. Written word is great because, as I was saying yesterday, we can add it to our websites, to our emails, we can print them out and keep them visible so that we can read them, because testimonials are as much for us as they are for our clients. But also, it's good to have the different mediums for testimonials. So not just the written word, but audio. Audio is a great medium. And this tool that I'm using now to talk to you, Audioboo, is a free download. And it's the easiest tool possible. You just press record, you speak, you pause it, you publish it, and you share it. And it couldn't be simpler than that. So instead of asking someone to write, why not ask them to speak their testimony? In fact, it's good to get them to do both. But for some people, speaking is easier than writing. And the lovely thing about having an audio testimonial, of course, that you can add that to your website, you can share that on Facebook, and people can actually hear the passion in other people's voices when they're talking about you. Another lovely medium is a SoundCloud. And I have a member in one of my networking groups, a lady called Pippa from Curly Radio. And if you Google her, you will find her, Pippa Sawyer. And she creates sound clouds. She's got a wonderful voice. It's like a Radio 2 presenter's, BBC Radio 2 presenter's voice. So she introduces you and what you're offering. And then she interviews other people and gets them to speak onto this SoundCloud. And again, that can be added to your website. It can be tweeted out. It can be added to Facebook, etc. But as I was saying yesterday, one of the biggest mediums right now is video. And most of us now have iPhones or some sort of phone where we can take video. So why not, at the end of your interaction with your client, just ask them if they would mind recording a couple of minutes on video about the service or the product or whatever it is that you've offered them. And that is incredibly powerful, because then we get to see that person talking about you, talking about your service, and it's a lovely medium to absorb knowledge. So many people now are text tired, too busy to read, but they'll watch a video for a minute or a couple of minutes and really get a sense of what's unique about you, what this person is saying about you. And as I said yesterday, what others say about you is infinitely more powerful than what you say about yourself. And I think sometimes we're put off using audio and video because we think we need to be incredibly technical. We think we need to have all the latest quality equipment. And yes, if you're putting a professional video on your website that's going to be there forever, then really important to have that professionally done. But the technology we have through our iPhones is perfect for taking testimonials, either by audio or by video. And they're quality good enough that can be used across all our media. And it just makes it come alive. And it shows that you are aware that technology is important. It shows that you're up to speed with latest technology. It shows that you're using different media, and it gets you out and your presence out there across all those different media. So have a bit of fun just experimenting with those testimonials on different media and getting them across all your media that you use. So your website, your Facebook page, your emails, your landing pages for events, get them on Eventbrite. Almost everywhere now you have the option to upload videos and audios. So use the technology, and once you've used it once or twice, it becomes second nature. That's tip 24. Have a great day. Look forward to seeing you on Tip 25.